This is a technique I find tremendously useful for all kinds of different situations. It's very good for relaxation because it seems to trigger the parasympathetic nervous system. So it's good for stress management, but I also find it very powerful for problem solving and for looking at things in a new way. It's a visual technique, so this is why I'm using the recording, so you don't get distracted by what I'm doing on the screen. What I'd like you to do is to get comfortable and find a point on the wall which is straight in front of you and slightly above your eye level. And just continue to look at that point in soft focus, noticing everything about that point. And after a while you may find that the rest of the room gets a bit fuzzy or hazy and you get a kind of tunnel vision. And this way of looking at things, this tunnel vision, is the way that we look at a lot of things in modern society. When you watch TV, you don't really notice the rest of the room. When you're reading or writing, you only notice the page. Or when you're working on a computer, even when we talk to someone, we tend to look at their eyes or face and ignore the rest of them. And this way of looking at things also goes with a kind of inner tunnel vision, with obsession, fixation, worry, stress, rushing around and adrenaline. But there is another way of looking at things, and I'd like you to experience that way now. So as your eyes continue to look at the same point, your eyes don't move, but you can begin to broaden out your field of vision and notice what's on either side of that point. And your field of vision can get wider and wider until you're really paying attention to what you can see out of the corners of your eyes, at the periphery of your vision. And you might be quite interested to find out how far round your peripheral vision goes. So you can experiment for a moment now. Continue to look at the spot in extended awareness, but lift a hand up to the side and waggle your fingers. If you gradually move your hand back, you'll find a point where you can see your fingers when they're waggling, but not when they are still. So try that now. Try finding that point where you can see them when they're waggling, but not when they're still. And that is the periphery of your vision. And I'd like you to extend your awareness all the way around behind you. Of course, I'm not suggesting you can see behind you, but just use your sense of hearing and spatial awareness to be aware of what's behind you as well. Full 360 degrees awareness. And you may have noticed that your breathing has slowed down a little. Maybe the muscles of your face have relaxed, maybe especially your jaw muscles, and you can help them along as much as you like. And it's probably a bit early for this to have happened just yet, but if you're to stay in peripheral vision for any length of time, you might find that your hands begin to get warm, or even your feet, but it's probably a little early for that to have happened just yet. And the really interesting thing about peripheral vision is that it seems to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the part of your nervous system that calms you down and slows your breathing down, and even your heartbeat slows down, and your mind and body and emotions can come back into balance, and your immune system is boosted. So this very relaxed state is just not compatible with adrenaline. This is where you can let go of what's worrying you. So when you're really in peripheral vision, you can't be stressed. You can't be worried. It's hard, if not impossible, to hold a negative frame of mind. And I don't want you to go all the way deep into this state now, because you have lots of opportunities to practice, and you can go better and better the more you practice, at home or at work. This is a technique you can practice anywhere. So now I'd like you to begin to return to normal waking consciousness now by letting your field of vision narrow right back down, and welcome back, just focusing on the spot.